ours to protect. Brought to you by Live 95, the IBI, and funded by Commission Le Mans with a television license fee. Check out ourstoprotect.ie for more info.
Glyphosate, the acting agent in Roundup, is a pesticide not only used in farming but also in urban areas. It kills weeds, but it also kills biodiversity. It's a common feature of Irish agriculture, and Ireland has the second highest level of glyphosate in our surface water in the EU. A study by the University of Galway reported that glyphosate was detected in samples of urine taken from all but one of a group of volunteers tested for the controversial weed killer. The exercise has deepened fears that the chemical is more widespread than ever and becoming increasingly difficult to avoid, as the World Health Organization's Cancer Agency said it was probably carcinogenic. Biologists have attributed the chemical to plummeting insect populations, and the UK Soil Association wants a ban on pre-harvest spraying of wheat fields, a practice that kills the green heads of wheat to allow for an earlier harvest, as it leaves residues of glyphosate in the grain. Derry City and Strabane Council implemented a ban on the use of glyphosate-based herbicides in 2019, following years of public campaigning. Alan Moore of Hedgerows Ireland believes the EU should ban the use of the chemical.
I have a lot of concerns about glyphosate at both the human health level and because of the impact on our wildlife and biodiversity. It's a really difficult subject because modern agriculture, especially tillage, has become dependent on glyphosate. But there are worrying human health implications, and while there are disagreements between expert bodies, I would be struck by the recent findings of glyphosate in the urine of a quarter of Irish people recently sampled, and the declaration by the International Agency for Research on Cancer that it, quote, probably causes cancer in humans. Our hedgerow group is very aware of the role of glyphosate in the reduction of all elements of biodiversity, from soil microorganisms to insects, including bees, and a knock-on effect up the food chain to songbirds and mammals. So we think that non-chemical weed management systems should be strongly promoted instead of the use of glyphosate.
Glyphosate is approved for use in the EU until the 15th of December 2023. However, EU countries did not meet the required qualified majority to approve the European Commission's proposed 10-year extension. Currently, in France, the Netherlands and Belgium, glyphosate is banned for household use. Germany has banned it in public spaces and plans a total ban by the end of this year. Austria and Luxembourg both tried but failed to ban the chemical. The Irish Farmers Association has called the herbicide critical for Irish agriculture. Grain Committee Chair Kieran McAvoy said that access to glyphosate products is critical for continued future transition of Irish agriculture to a more sustainable model. And why does Ireland continue to have this stance? I spoke to Green MEP Grace O'Sullivan about the chemical.
It's a herbicide and it's put in, it's used to kill weeds. Clearly it has done that effectively over many years. So the problem is that there's a public health issue related to the use of this this herbicide. And so in my case, I would have, for years when there's a real public health issue pending, then and when I hear that from people, out and about on streets, but also from NGOs, and also we see in the whole citizens assembly that there's a decline in biodiversity, and we know that this herbicide kills. That's what it's designed to do, is to kill weeds, but that also we're understanding it's doing likewise in mammals. So there's real concerns. So I, for years I would have campaigned with Greenpeace over many, many years in terms of the use of these toxic chemicals and their impact on public health. And particularly when you have large companies and very profitable companies like Bayer, are aware, of public concerns. And I just think, it's high time that we use the precautionary principle when it comes to toxic substances like this and try to eliminate them altogether so that we don't have the risk of, as the World Health Organization says, it's probably carcinogenic. Well, if it's probably carcinogenic, then we shouldn't be using it.
And can you tell me a bit about the significance of the recent vote on the use of this herbicide?
Yeah, so just last week there was a vote to the European Commission proposal to authorise the use for another 10 years. And the member states, a number of them abstained. So Belgium, Bulgaria, France, Germany, Netherlands and Malta abstained. And then Austria, Croatia, Luxembourg voted against it. Ireland voted in favour of it. So they needed what they called a qualified majority, and they didn't reach that. So what has happened now is that the proposal has gone back to the European Commission, and it's their job now to modify the proposal. Either way, I'm part of the Green Group, and we have always held a very strong position. The Irish government, as I said, they had voted in favour of the proposal for 10 more years, given the licence for 10 more years for the use of the Roundup glyphosate. So, you know, that to my mind, it's a great pity, because, you know, in the Citizens Assembly on Biodiversity, you know, it was very clear that the citizens wanted to make sure that we reverse the decline in biodiversity. And glyphosate is a herbicide, like its job is to kill.
Do you think that Ireland is too swayed by perhaps pressure groups, and that there's almost too much invested in selling these kind of things to farmers, that perhaps that's why we're not listening to the research really?
Yeah, it's a really good question, because like I understand, having spoken to farmers, that years ago Roundup used to be very expensive. You know, farmers were initially, you know, from an economic perspective, caution. They applied caution when using it, because, you know, you'd be very selective and particular because of the cost. But what has happened is that the Roundup has become so cheap that it's just been used very liberally, you know, on anything, you know, in gardens, along verges, in fields, and that. So that to me is also a problem, that, you know, you have something that we know that is damaging, and then and potentially damaging public health. And yet it's been sold like if so cheaply that, you know, it's just been used far too easily, you know.
The next crucial vote on the future of glyphosate's use in the EU will be held on the first half of November.
Ours to Protect is funded by Commission Na Mban with the television licence fee, and is a partnership between Live 95 and the IBI. Check out ourstoprotect.ie for more info.